Perspectives on How Gen AI is Transforming the Software Development Lifecycle by Raji Raman. Software development processes have always evolved in response to technological advancements, addressing shifting expectations around speed, scale, and functionality. From the rigid structure of waterfall to the iterative approach of agile, each evolution has introduced new ways of working. We are on the brink of yet another pivotal moment, driven this time by generative AI. Generative AI's ability to synthesize new artifacts, code, test cases, and documentation within minutes is nothing short of transformative in a field that is known for its long, resource-heavy processes and creativity-stifling rote work. Its unprecedented speed and scale have led to a fundamental rethinking of how software is built and delivered. With the promise of generative AI evident, we set out to explore its influence on the software development lifecycle, SDLC, at Qburst. We spoke with key teams, including business analysts, UI, UX designers, architects, developers, DevOps engineers, and QA professionals. This article presents a cross-section of their views. 1. More space for critical business analysis. Acting as a bridge between the business and the development teams, business analysts bring a host of skills to the table, including critical thinking, problem-solving, and communication, to ensure that the final solution meets all the requirements. The work also involves a lot of manual effort, extracting and validating business requirements, documenting functional specifications, preparing user stories, analyzing user feedback, etc. Generative AI is transforming that process, says Vandana Unakrishnan, Senior Manager, Business Analysis. A single discovery session could take half a day to convert into clear, structured requirements. Now, we use Gen AI to generate meeting notes and draft initial user stories based on those transcripts. Offloading some of the grunt work gives the team more time to analyze the requirements and refine the user stories. Sumesh Jayakumar, Senior Manager, Business Analysis, turns to generative AI to identify scenarios or hidden dependencies that might not surface during the initial drafting of user stories. But he also raised a note of caution. We need to be careful about data security when using Gen AI. User stories need to be handled discreetly if one is using AI services hosted by third parties. Gen AI also helps analysts bridge knowledge gaps when dealing with new domains. A quick analysis of key terminology and operational frameworks gives them a head start in requirement interviews. However, critical thinking and judgment are still a salient part of the analyst's work. Gen AI doesn't know what is important to the business. That's still our job. But we can spend our energy where it matters, like challenging assumptions, identifying risks, and negotiating trade-offs, says Vandana. 2. Early buy-ins for UI, UX designs. Rapid idea generation is where the shift is most visible. UI teams use Gen AI tools to quickly create rough wireframes, UI content, and design proposals. Gen AI helps us explore a broader solution space quickly, says Anoop Krishna, Senior Manager, UI Design. Being able to try out different designs helps us choose the one we like much faster. Gen AI also contributes to tasks like building mood boards and crafting user personas. The team has explored a variety of AI tools, including UX Pilot, Galileo AI, Reality AI, and ChatGPT, not just for design but also for improving prompts and structuring their approach. While Gen AI brings clear gains in speed and efficiency, the output still needs a human touch. AI tools can generate impressive visuals and copy, but they're not autopilot for design, clarifies Anoop. Only designers can ensure brand alignment and user empathy. On the UX front, generative AI is changing how UX teams approach both the ideation and execution phases of design. Gen AI help us think in ways we may not always think on our own, Malu Nair, Senior Manager, UX, says. By opening up new possibilities, it helps trigger new solutions. She recalled a recent ideation session where the team used Claude and ChatGPT to generate user journeys based on different user personas and goals. Designers have to be careful while relying on Gen AI, says Malu. AI does not understand the nuances of human behavior or specific contexts as well as designers do. It may also not fully get the cultural or local context, the subtle differences in user expectations, preferences, or values. One of the biggest challenges in UX work is getting early buy-in on ideas without over-investing in detailed design. AI helps quickly visualize concepts, which makes it easier to test assumptions and get client feedback early, says Tinu John, lead engineer, UX. User research is another area where generative AI is making a difference. In a recent project, the team integrated Claude as a research assistant to generate user interview questions and identify common themes and user pain points from the parsed transcripts. The UX team has also started using generative AI for generating and iterating microcopy. Even there, human review is important because while AI is rapidly developing, it still needs guidance to effectively balance user needs with business goals, reminds Malu. 3. A coding sidekick for developers. While industry narratives around Gen AI swing between overhyped and alarmist, insights from engineers reveal a more balanced story. Across the board, developers use Gen AI for prototyping, auto-generating boilerplate code, reviewing code, generating unit tests, among others. There is a broad consensus that Gen AI boosts productivity. As Kiran Unnikrishnan, Director, Engineering, put it, "It's like having a second brain that helps me fill in gaps or suggests things I may have missed." Kiran uses Gen AI for quick research, rubber duck debugging, and rapid prototyping. Architect Vijay Dev shared a similar perspective. "When I need to get something done quickly, whether it's technical snippets or isolated units of code, Gen AI excels. For example, generating configurations or settings across platforms can be done efficiently with minimal correction. For well-defined, low-complexity tasks, Gen AI's efficiency is undeniable. Fast access to information keeps the momentum intact for developers. As Sony Matthew, senior engineer, noted, Gen AI eliminates the need to sift through endless Stack Overflow threads for answers. It also makes jumping between different languages and frameworks less painful. To think through the what-ifs is where senior architect Remya Vava finds the most value. She uses Gen AI to validate design choices before they become costly to fix. In fact, her team is invested in developing a tool that integrates these capabilities earlier in the development cycle. Interestingly, it's not just the AI's output that's most valuable. Framing a problem for AI is helpful by itself as it forces clearer thinking. "Sometimes, just writing a complex prompt solves the problem for me," observes senior architect Ravi Padmaraj, who uses Gen AI to break down intricate requirements. "Prompt writing is a technical skill, especially when dealing with complex logic," agrees lead engineer Manu Muralidharan, who relies on Gen AI to build quick proof of concepts. As Gen AI adoption gained momentum, an internal LLM gateway was built to simplify and scale access to leading models like OpenAI, Claude, Llama, Mistral, and Gemini. Engineers can now access any of these models without separate requests or approvals. The gateway gives engineers the flexibility to explore models that best fit their tasks, says Ravi. However, engineers consistently emphasize the importance of judicious use of the technology. "Without critical oversight, Gen AI can lead developers through a rabbit hole, particularly when it's applied to areas where they have limited expertise. In unfamiliar domains, it has been compared to an overenthusiastic intern, eager to help, full of ideas, but sometimes completely wrong." Relying on Gen AI to auto-generate core logic in complex systems can introduce serious risks. As business context and technical complexity increase, the value of Gen AI-generated output may decline. "We still need human expertise to build, scale, and sustain high-quality applications. Just because AI can generate something that runs doesn't mean it's secure, scalable, or maintainable. Every time someone blindly ships AI-generated code without fully understanding it, they are handing cyber criminals an easy win," reminds Kiran. "Ultimately, knowing when not to use Gen AI is just as critical as knowing when to apply it. When tasks demand advanced reasoning and deep subject knowledge, Gen AI can stumble," notes Ethel Jason, associate architect. "High-stakes projects, specialized domains, or early-stage learning environments are places where Gen AI should be used cautiously." 4. Better test coverage and speed. We are witnessing firsthand how generative AI is transforming software testing, acknowledges Joby Raj, Associate Vice President, QA. What began as experiments the past year has grown into a core part of how the QA teams work. AI is now woven into about 25-30% of the QA activities. It starts right from test case generation. By automating the extraction of test scenarios from requirements, the team has been able to broaden test coverage and increase edge case detection by 5-10%. Writing automation scripts, whether for API, UI, or performance testing, has traditionally demanded time and effort. To streamline this, the team has developed an internal framework powered by Gen AI to generate code that follows established patterns and best practices. Writing test scripts used to be one of the most time-consuming parts of our workflow. With AI generating the initial code, we can spend more time refining tests, explained Srikanth Sasidharan, Architect QA. It's also made onboarding new automation engineers easier for the team. The team also leverages Gen AI to generate diverse and realistic test datasets, ensuring comprehensive coverage of potential scenarios and significantly reducing schema validation errors. When defects arise, AI-powered log analysis helps teams quickly pinpoint failure points, reducing troubleshooting time. The effort spent on repetitive documentation has come down. Automation of test reports and defect summary generation allows the team to focus more on analysis and quality improvements. QA professionals we spoke to also emphasize the importance of maintaining human oversight. While Gen AI offers significant productivity gains, it's still essential for teams to critically assess AI-generated results to ensure they meet the required standards. AI isn't here to replace human expertise but to augment it, reminds Joby. The future of quality lies in teams that harness automation not just for speed, but to raise the bar for excellence. 5. Streamlining automation in DevOps. For our DevOps teams, enabling Gen AI is a priority. They see significant potential in automating repetitive tasks, improving code quality through intelligent suggestions, and accelerating infrastructure provisioning. Routine tasks often consume valuable time, but Gen AI is helping to shift that balance, allowing engineers to focus on higher value activities that drive quality. One example is the automation of documentation and README file generation, which was once a time-consuming process. Beyond documentation, Gen AI is becoming a key enabler in the automation of scripting. An example of this in action is the use of ChatOps AI, an internal tool that helps generate structured Terraform configurations from simple prompts. It helps us focus more on reviewing and validating configurations, ensuring quality and compliance without sacrificing speed, noted senior engineer Prince Kasharwani. There is a need for caution when deploying auto-generated configurations and scripts, which, if mishandled, can lead to costly errors. As Pravin John, architect, explained, we encourage middle-level engineers to use AI tools in a controlled manner. This way, they can become accustomed to the tools while still being critical of AI outputs. Security, in particular, is a key area where oversight is crucial. In terms of skill development, the basics are non-negotiable, says Pravin. AI still needs the user to be able to articulate the issues they are facing. You must go in with enough understanding of the system to realize when AI is wrong, he pointed out. We aim to forge a DevOps culture that carefully balances the power of AI with human oversight. Careful validation ensures that responsibility for quality remains shared across teams, said Mohamed Sharon, Associate Director, Engineering. DevOps professionals foresee AI transforming four key areas. 1. Automated monitoring and smart alerts that reduce downtime. 2. Self-healing infrastructure where AI autonomously restarts services, scales resources, and resolves predictable failures. 3. Security automation, where AI could continuously test for vulnerabilities and identify risks before they reach production. Optimizing infrastructure as code and configuration management scripts for efficiency before pull requests are reviewed. The road ahead. A grounded optimism about Gen AI is emerging among all practitioners, moving beyond the initial hype. There is a nuanced understanding of what this technology can truly offer. From what we heard from our teams, It is clear that Gen AI will drive significant improvements in quality and productivity by automating repetitive tasks, providing actionable suggestions, and allowing them to focus on solving core business problems. However, success in leveraging Gen AI will always be tied to the professional's foundational knowledge. As useful as AI can be, blindly relying on it can introduce new issues in the SDLC. The only way to mitigate such risks is by continuously sharpening core skills and understanding when and where AI is most effective. Gen AI is here to stay and will undeniably reshape the software development landscape. As adoption increases, the software development process will continue to evolve.